This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, the Supreme Court upheld in broad substance the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to regulate carbon emissions from sources like power plants. On a coincidental but unrelated note, former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson came out this weekend in favor of a tax on carbon as a way to fight climate change. As he is wont to do, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman then weighed in and said, basically, "Yeah, that's great, Hank, but Congress will never pass a carbon tax, so what we need to think about are second-best solutions." Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at what those second-best solutions might be and what they might cost.
Regulating carbon like other pollutants doesn't work. It's everywhere. Producing energy, driving cars, manufacturing your cell phone.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of sources. So the whole notion of trying to reduce those emissions with source-by-source regulations is simply infeasible.
Bob Stavins is an environmental economist at Harvard. A carbon tax is a tax on fuel sources, proportionate to how much carbon each source emits. So a carbon tax is like a bug bomb. Everything else, the second best solutions, is running around your apartment with a fly swatter. Michael Greenstone from MIT may have a better metaphor for those second best solutions.
I like to think of all of these policies as a bit like a bank shot in the game of billiards. You're shooting the ball to one side of the table, although the pocket is on the other.
So it's harder to make your shot, and you may hit something you don't mean to. He uses fuel efficiency standards for cars as an example. They do make cars more fuel efficient.
They also cause people to drive more.
Because more fuel efficient cars are cheaper to drive. And the EPA's new power plant regulations aim at carbon intensity, not carbon emissions. Dan Caffeine is from the University of Colorado.
It sort of acts like a tax on coal, but a subsidy to gas.
Because gas is less carbon intensive than coal.
But really what we want is a tax on both coal and gas.
Because both do emit carbon. Evaluating the trade-offs creates work for economists.
You know, given this menu of second best policies, you know, how do they compare to the reference point of doing nothing?
Because doing nothing is the other alternative. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.